Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Dearborn Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, we're going to be focused on a powerful wisdom. And taking a look at a section of scripture out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and Paul writes and he talks about speaking not out of man's wisdom, but out of a wisdom that comes from God. And he describes some of the aspects of that wisdom. And today we're specifically looking at a wisdom of glory. And the wisdom that we ought to be seeking, the wisdom that comes from God, is one that, well, reflects his glory. Paul describes it as a secret wisdom, a wisdom that's been hidden, a wisdom that's been revealed in Christ, and a wisdom that brings glory to us. But it's a glory that's not designed to magnify us. It's designed to magnify Christ. In 2 Corinthians 2, verse 7, Paul writes, "No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began." When we think about wisdom, and the different ways we use the word, the different applications that what we apply it to, I suspect one of the first questions we ought to be asking is, who does this honor? Who gets the glory out of what is being said about what is being done? Many times the wisdom that we seek is a wisdom that brings glory and honor to us. It's our human nature. It's the way we do life as people. We don't like to be left out. And so we seek things that make us more visible, make us so that our voice is heard. But God's desire as we seek this powerful wisdom is that we would learn to seek out a hidden wisdom, a secret wisdom. Not that it's unattainable, not that it's all that difficult, but that it requires a deliberate choice on our part to pursue it. A wisdom that God says has been hidden for the purpose of revealing his glory, for the purpose of our glory, and that it had been hidden from the beginning of time. You go back to the beginning of time, you go back to Genesis and the creation of the world, and you find the prophecies, you find the statements by God that one was coming that would defeat the enemy, that would defeat Satan, that would defeat this power of evil that had tempted Adam and Eve, who had led them into sin. It's this wisdom that's for our glory, that was hidden, was at least obscure. From the beginning of time until such time that he would be revealed. You see, true wisdom is found in Christ. Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not sure you can boil wisdom down into a greater statement than that. And when we consider how much Christ wants to change us, wants to transform us, wants to make us into his image. In fact, an image that we were created in, the image of his Father. Jesus says, if you've seen him, you've seen the Father. That identity that God wants us to take on, wants to fill us with his Spirit, wants to create and magnify his glory through us. I believe the mark of a good ambassador is how accurately they represent the one that they've been sent out from. If they're doing their own thing, if they have their own agenda, one of two things will happen. Either they will be recalled by the one that sent them, or the one that sent them will continue to be misrepresented. And when we think about this wisdom that God has kept hidden for our glory, waiting for the right time. It's one of those lines that I love in Scripture, and in various times you'll read of something happening in the fullness of time. Christ came into the world in the fullness of time, and he will return in the fullness of time. At just the right time. And not according to our desire, not according to our wish, but according to his wisdom. And we can live today with a wisdom that brings glory to God when we represent Jesus well, when we live as that ambassador of Christ that Paul writes about, and when we acknowledge and live every decision that we make with an awareness that we are representing Jesus. I don't think any of us would want someone representing us that was not looking out for our best interest, that was not doing everything they could to make us look well in the eyes of others. There are times we reach in life where we need a representative. We need someone to speak on our behalf. And I believe for every one of us, our hope and prayer is that it is someone that knows us well and is consistently looking out for our good. Now, the good news is we have a representative like that before God. We have that in Jesus. We have that in his Spirit that dwells within us. But how does it work the other way in your life? If Jesus is that representative for you, interceding on your behalf, are you being that representative for him? Making him look good in the eyes of the people that you work with. It's not that you are making things up. It's not that you need to bend the truth. Sometimes we do that with one another to make others look good. But with Jesus, it's learning to be accurate, to bring him glory by acknowledging his work, his transformation in our life. Sometimes we kind of whitewash ourselves And anything good that comes from us, we kind of take the credit for, and we like others to think well of us because, well, we're good people. But this wisdom of glory says that anything good that you see in me is because of Jesus in me. And those around us ought to see a lot of that. It's a wisdom that brings God glory as His glory is made manifest through us. And I suppose a great test every day is as the day winds down is to ask yourself honestly, who received the most glory from my life today? Me or God or someone else? And I think the answer to that question will help you to determine if you lived with a wisdom of glory that day. Now, I'm not saying this in a judgmental manner or a manner that says there's something wrong with you if you answer one way rather than another. I'm saying it's an evaluation that helps us to grow. And even realizing and acknowledging that, well, today it was really about me. Helps God to be glorified because we're honest with ourselves. And that honesty leads us, at least it ought to lead us, to growth. And a growth that shares, and a growth that proclaims a wisdom of glory. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has been showered upon us in such a way that you somehow, through your Spirit, have made your glory reside within us. And God, with all of the sources of this world trying to pass themselves off as being full of wisdom, may we not take the easy route in accepting it without investigation. But may we seek out that hidden, that secret wisdom that you have kept for our glory. And may we find that wisdom in Christ, and may we live by that wisdom every day. And Father, help us to consider what the wisdom that we're pursuing, what the wisdom that we're living by looks like. May we examine who gets the glory as we live out the wisdom that we're pursuing. And Father, as we recognize and embrace the glory of Christ found in this wisdom that comes from above, may we desire that all of our actions, all of our words, all of our practice of wisdom would bring glory to you. Father, may we be that ambassador that seeks to do your will, that empties ourselves of any thoughts of self-promotion, of any thoughts of rebellion, of any thoughts of promoting ourselves above you. Father, may we be that good and faithful servant, that good and faithful ambassador that speaks well and speaks accurately, so that you are glorified, that your wisdom is seen and heard through us. Father, today as I think about the wisdom of glory, I think and pray for those in Ukraine, for not only the leaders of Ukraine, but the leaders around the world. That you would raise up peacemakers that would say enough is enough. And in fact, enough has been too much. May you raise up people filled with your wisdom. That would reflect the glory of Christ. A glory that can make change when the world says there's no way. Father, I pray for those that have fled for safety and living as refugees in other countries and other places, just trying to live day to day, all while having a family and friends and loved ones that are still in the midst of danger. I pray that you would provide for them through your people, that every one of us would know as we spend time with you what you would have us to do. Father, I pray for those that have been unable to leave, that find themselves surrounded by war. May you provide protection for those defending their country. May you provide courage and wisdom, a wisdom that does glorify you. Father, for those that are attacking others, may you bring conviction. And even in their life, a wisdom that would glorify you. Father, we know that war is nothing new, and that as mankind, we continually find ways to harm one another and justify doing so. I pray for a great spirit of conviction on those that would seek to harm others. Father, today as we live and we share and we seek that hidden wisdom, may the glory that it brings be a glory that makes Jesus known. And Father, as that wisdom that we seek makes Jesus known, may we continually lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.